This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. Enterprise 2.0 and Web 2.0 technologies like mashups, social networking, and collaboration are hot topics in the world of IT. With incredible adoption in the consumer space, there are still many questions to be answered. How will this apply to the world of the enterprise, and more specifically, BI solutions? How will this change BI in the future? Today I'm joined by Chris Sorensen. Chris is the manager of the Business Intelligence Group at WestJet. WestJet is a leading Canadian airline and one of the most profitable airlines in North America. In his current capacity, Chris facilitates the management and strategic direction of the enterprise data warehouse and the supporting applications which are used for planning and analytics at WestJet. In this segment, Chris and I discuss Enterprise 2.0 technologies and what impact they'll have on BI solutions. There are so many definitions out there for Enterprise 2.0. Can you tell me what Enterprise 2.0 means to you?
In post-project reviews, say, what can we do better? It always seems to come down to communication. So this is the one thing that I want to get out of, or I define Enterprise 2.0, is just how we can start breaking down barriers and communicating better and sharing information with people and freeing information from its knowledge silos and treating data as an asset across the organization, because I think there's a lot of good information organizations that's locked up in you know, people's heads or little silos or in somebody's cube. And if we can figure out how to free that stuff up with, you know, the appropriate culture, the appropriate approach, and then, you know, finally putting some tools on top of that, then we can ultimately develop a more agile and flexible, you know, corporate culture that's going to give us a bit of a competitive advantage to those who can embrace those new methodologies and even the tools that are supporting them, like we're starting to see come out on the BI world.
What Enterprise 2.0 technologies do you think will be most relevant to your BI solution?
I think the most relevant ones for myself and our organization are more embedded collaboration. So if we can put more value on that data point there through collaboration, I think we provide a much better business intelligence ecosystem. So that's a collaboration front. Another front that I find interesting is the concept of mashups. I think people want information faster, and I see mashups as a possibility for, you know, getting more people involved to help develop and mold potential solutions. So, you know, I think mashups has a ton of promise. And then even taking advantage of some of the new Web 2.0 concepts like, you know, widgets. And, you know, one of my favorite things that I have that I look at every morning is my iGoogle page, and I can choose as a user to view what I want to start my day. So I think those technologies are definitely going to be relevant in our BI solution in the next, you know, year to 18 months.
You mentioned mashups. Could you give us maybe some examples of what some of the bigger benefits or maybe some of the potential implementations might look like?
I think the core business problem we're trying to solve is, you know, people want to get at their information faster. And we often hear, you know, IT is a bottleneck, IT is busy doing other things. And admittedly, I'm on the IT side of the world. And I would agree to a certain extent that, you know, there's a lot of things that we work on that do bottleneck things. But we want to make sure as an IT shop we're focusing on the highest value added things first. So the more people we can get involved in helping us develop our solutions, the better. So that being the business people, so they can help us get information out quicker to solve those core business problems. Because, you know, business people can typically generate questions a whole lot faster than the IT shop can answer those things. And even with an army of IT folks, there's often times where we just can't keep up. And I think that's all well and good, but we can utilize these technologies if we architect them properly to help us alleviate some of that bottleneck and let business users, you know, mash up or mock up, prototype a solution that they think they want, given the data assets and the investment we've made in our warehouse and Cognos BI infrastructure, and say, hey, this is kind of what we're thinking we want. And that's going to take us a whole lot closer towards that final solution. Because one of the other things that's kind of, that is a bit of a Achilles heel on the business intelligence side, and I guess IT development in general, is requirements gathering. So what exactly does the business user want? sometimes they have a tough time articulating this, and if they can show us what they want through some type of demonstration mashup, then that's going to allow perhaps the BI team to focus more on a different end of the whole value stream and then take certain solutions and harden them up for the enterprise and deliver them across the enterprise. You know, can only take it so far, and then the business users, we think, can to take advantage of these technologies to do some of it on their own and bring something that is reasonably well-formed back to the BI team, and then we can say, hey, now we have an enterprise-ready solution.
With so many new technologies on the horizon, can you provide some advice for others on approaches to assess or introduce these technologies?
Yeah, that's always the million-dollar question, because it's really easy to be wowed and wonderstruck by all these new technologies. And I have to admit, I'm a technical geek at heart. I'm an old developer, and I get very excited when I'm talking about new technologies. But you really have to make sure we remember it's not about the technology or technology for technology's sake. We really have to, at the end of the day, step back from what's neat, new, and cool and make sure we can evaluate its worthiness within our environment and make sure we, at some point, when the inevitable ROI question comes down the pipe, that we can answer and prove that that technology did have some benefit. So some tricks that I use are making sure that whatever we have in our business intelligence environment maps to our enterprise success pillars, whatever they may be on your enterprise side. We have some core enterprise pillars that we're shooting towards in 2016. So we want to make sure as we grow our program out that we're constantly mapping back into that and adding as much value as we can. At the end of the day, somebody else has to be willing to pay for these things. So tying back into our ROI, we need to make sure that we're going to see the value out of these tools. You know, the other thing here, too, is with these technologies, one of the banes of IT is once you deliver something, someone's going to ask, well, can it do this? And inevitably, it's not going to do that. So we always need to be focusing on doing things in iterations, where I think mashups help out. And, you know, once we get something out the door, they're always going to want that next thing, and we have to just appreciate that's the way things were going to be, and that's actually somewhat flattering in some ways, because then they're going to come back and ask for more of our service. And we really need to make sure these things are architected in a coherent manner, because it's one thing to get a lot of, you know, neat, new, cool tools on our shelf, but we need to make sure that they, you know, from an architectural point of view, they adhere to standards so that new functions can snap in. We want to avoid over-licensing, so buying too much of something that we may not necessarily need. Also need to make sure we have the skills and know how to operate those new tools. So we really have to, you know, have a bring the excitement of these new tools to the table, but also have an eye towards, you know, making sure they do land in a BI environment in a coherent fashion, so we can rely on the results of them.
For more information on IBM Cogna solutions for analytics and performance management, please visit ibm.com/cognos.
Thousands of manufacturers worldwide trust IBM Cognos software to improve service levels, control costs, and better manage their supply chains. Use integrated reports, metrics, and plans to respond to customer and market trends, and increase the value of their SAP and Oracle data. Bring a new kind of intelligence to your supply chain management with performance management solutions from IBM. Visit us at ibm.com/cognos/manufacturing.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.